The UN says at least 17 people died and 65,000 have been left homeless as a result of Cyclone Pam. In total, some 166,000 people are in need of help. Widespread damage to property was caused when winds gusting up to 300 kilometres an hour swept across the South Pacific archipelago. The cyclone, which made landfall on March the 13th, was one of the most destructive storms ever in the region. In all, 22 islands out of the more than 80 that together make up Vanuatu need help. Jens Lerke is a spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office, OCHA.
The provinces Shifa and Tafia were the hardest hit, and all crops there have been damaged or destroyed, and food is running out as I speak. In some provinces, up to 90% of shelters have been wiped out, and roads are impassable, and debris is still being cleared.
Before reaching Vanuatu, Cyclone Pam had already caused major damage on other Pacific Island nations, including Kiribati and the Solomon Islands. Children have been particularly badly affected. 82,000 need access to clean water and vaccines in Vanuatu. But Christophe Bouliorac, a spokesperson for the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, said young people across the Pacific need help.
UNICEF is concentrating on making sure that children and their families in Vanuatu, as well as in affected communities in Tuvalu, Solomon Island and Kiribati, have access to clean water, sanitation and hygiene, and health services, including immunizations.
An initial assessment by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, found extensive damage to crops, livestock and fisheries as a result of the storm. The banana crop was almost entirely destroyed, as were most coconuts and vegetables. Root crops, which are an important local food source, were uprooted and flooded in most areas, while the majority of fruit trees were stripped. Countless chickens and pigs also died. The appeal for funds launched by OCHA and the government of Vanuatu calls for $29.9 million to ensure that initial support can be sustained to cover the needs of affected people until the end of June 2015. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.